A mother washes her son in the backyard of a humble home. But look a little closer. Although tanned, the boy has light skin, unlike his mother. His hair, dyed with ink, is naturally blonde. The bond between them is tight, but they share no genetic roots. His mother was a surrogate. She suspects his genetic parents are European, but she doesn't know.
I'll tell him it is not something I can hide, right? I'll tell him I did surrogacy because I needed money, but I don't know if he's pity me or hate me. I just don't know.
But motherhood was unexpected, she tells me. Instead of receiving a $10,000 fee and handing the baby over, she and 31 other women were arrested. Vaughn Vinh says she had unknowingly been part of a commercial surrogacy scheme, declared illegal in 2016. When discovered, she was charged with human trafficking and arrested.
This is the hospital where 32 surrogate mothers were detained, some for as long as 7 months, and only allowed to go home once they'd given birth.
The 32 women were charged with trafficking because their unborn children were due to be handed over to couples overseas. The government, however, accepts no responsibility for the children's welfare, despite the unexpected burden on the mothers.
Pregnancy is not the crime, but the selling of the baby is a crime. It's not our task to be responsible for assisting them during the time of raising their own children.
Campaigners opposing human trafficking fear that by criminalizing the mothers rather than the organizers, the trade in unborn babies has just gone underground.
Sometimes they can use another country for traffic Cambodian who went to another country for doing this way. Because of the government has been working very strict on that case. So I think that even though now we don't have exactly information about the surrogacy case, but it still happened again and again for Cambodian women.
It's time for Vaughn Vinh to go to work. She can't afford not to, with a child to raise. Her son doesn't want to let her go, but she knows a mother's work is never done. And he's now left to be raised in a very different community from the one his biological parents had in mind. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Cambodia.